This is At Work with God. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's been a while since I came to you with a fresh At Work. This is one late on a Friday afternoon, rainy, stormy, lightning coming out the sky in Central Florida. But if I got a word for you today that I want to share with you about being at work with God, you know, and that's what this podcast is all about. I don't have any guests. I'm not doing an interview. I just want to chat with you for a few minutes about a topic that we've got to consider when we walk through the door and go to work, as we would if we go to church, we go to the grocery store, we go to the ballpark. Wherever we go, there we are. And that's what's wrong with some people when they move. They think they're going to be different, but wherever they end up, they're still the same guy. And I hope that when I go to work, I'm the same. When I go to my home, I'm the same. When I go to the grocery store, I'm the same. It's when I go there, what shows up? Well, we know the young people today all want us to be transparent. The millennials and younger, we don't have to label anybody. We'll just call them under 30s. All the under 30s are looking for all of us to be transparent. And what they mean by that mostly is that what you see is what you get, and that every time I see you, I get the same thing. That I see you within between the gutters. You're somewhere in there on that path, and you're the same, and you show up always the same. And so when we go to work, I want to go to work and be positive as I would be in church or in my home or somewhere else. And one thing I've taught my children as they grew up and now they're out of the home and had the privilege of marrying off a granddaughter already, so I know I'm officially entered geezerdom if I have a granddaughter who's married and I did their wedding. So I'm old. I don't feel that old, honestly. I still feel young. I'm working hard. I'm working lots of hours in the kingdom of God and so blessed to be called and favored and gifted and alive. And so when I don't get to do, whether it's my age, my IQ, my energy, my health, what I don't get to do is go to work and show up with a box full of excuses. So this is a podcast about what excuses do you need to confess? And I'm saying that we all have them, that we have these things that we know we confess to the Lord. They're called sins. And I like to start my morning being very clear with some things that I really need the Lord's help on and forgiveness and help me to move on after having confessed it, to know that I'll not battle with it again. I may have to confess it again, but I'm on my way to having a life without that sin. The more I confess it, I know it's going to go away. I know it'll leave me, that I'll get victory over it because I've been forgiven of it and I start fresh today. So, as an employer, I hear excuses for a living. People ask me all the time, what do you do for a living? I write down people's excuses. That's what I do. I'm going to write a big book. I used to do it in college when I was a dean and I was a college professor. I'd write down excuses I've heard for why I can't turn in my homework, or why I didn't make it to class, or why I did bad on the test. It's a pretty big book. I had a lot of original thinkers. The younger they got, as I got older and I thought I'd heard every excuse possible, I'd hear a new one, and I'd rush to my book and write it down. And nobody'd read that book because they wouldn't believe them. I had one young man whose grandmother died 3 times the same semester, the same grandmother. He just forgot which professor he told, and he happened to tell me too many times. So we had a little chat, and it was fun, and he learned from it, I'm sure. So what excuses do you give at work that you need to confess? When you hear yourself say why it didn't get done, or why you weren't able to do this or that, particularly when you gave your word and promised a deadline, or when you were told that I really need this by 3 o'clock, and it's 3 o'clock 3 days from now, and we still haven't heard from you. What excuse do you need to confess? Let's be honest with each other. Sometimes excuses are just little white lies that we think we're giving an explanation for why we didn't get it done, but there's a little bit of untruth in it. And like I say about gray versus black or white, you know, gray still got black in it. You cannot make gray without black. The color black's got to get to the white. So I don't believe you can make an excuse without having a little bit of, I didn't get it done. It's just, I didn't do my part. I didn't set it as a priority. I forgot. Yeah, that's the one I really like a lot, is when someone tells me, I just forgot. I understand that one better than a 3-page essay on why I didn't get it done. And then a cloud of dust goes with that, and then coloring and flowers, and put it in an envelope, put perfume on it, and send it to me. You know, I think there's a better way of dealing with what doesn't get done at work. How do Christians approach lack of performance? Unless, I'm not going to blame you here, because I don't know you, and I don't know what you didn't do or what you did do. But I'm going to say, most of the time, we just didn't get it done, and we spend a lot of time. I used to have a couple of students that I would talk to. I said, you know, if you'd spend all the time you just spent trying to explain this excuse to me, because I know you had to do some work on this. You had to stay up late with a notebook and one of them good old flare pens, and you just wrote and wrote and wrote all the excuses you could think of about why you didn't get your homework done. And, you know, for a composition class in English, this would be a good creative essay. But in a business class, where you're telling me why you didn't get your report done, where you had to go shop at a grocery store and give me 3 prices for cans of green beans, and you had to report back to me, and you didn't get it done, and then you stay up all night because the grocery stores are closed, so all you can do now is stay up all night and write a list of excuses why you didn't get the green bean report turned in. I'm being a little silly, but not real silly, because there's a lot of truth in this work that we do to give the excuse, where you think up all the reasons why you didn't, when you could have taken those minutes and probably made some progress and at least gone back to the boss or your partner or your project team or your group, gone back to them and said, you know, I didn't get it completed, but I've done this and this. Something is better than nothing. Anything's better than an excuse, than a reason. Listen to this Bible verse. It's a hard one. And this is out of Romans, so you know Paul's going to get it. And it's in Romans chapter 1, so you can like, okay, put earplugs in because it's going to get hard up in here. Because when Paul comes after you about making excuses, you're going to hear some stuff, because Paul could destroy any excuse with his own life. But, you know, I was here and I did this. In chains, I did more than you did while you're walking around free in your toga. You know, let me tell you some stuff. Here it is in Romans 1:20. The invisible things about him, and H is capitalizing, the invisible things about the Lord, his eternal power and deity, have been clear since the creation of the world and are understood by the things that are made, so that they are without excuse. Ouch. I need really good steel-toed shoes to sit under the ministry of that verse. For a pastor to preach that from the pulpit, I'm coming running down to the altar. I got some corrections to make. I'm crying deep in my soul, asking for forgiveness. Since the creation of the world are understood by things that are made, so that they are without excuse. You can't make an excuse for why you don't know. Just look around at nature. Look at the Lord getting things done. Look at the power of creation at its fullness. You can't look around and find any excuse for anything. You just can't. The heavens declare the glory of God. This is where Paul is. He's in this context of explaining for why we're without excuse. When we don't confess the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, it doesn't matter how much time you spend before heaven writing down excuses for why you didn't name the name of Jesus, because he's done said to us, we're without excuse. Can I say to you people, all of us, all of you saints of God, as we come to work, when you walk in the door, just look around, see all that's been done before you, see all that God has done in nature, see all the work that others have done in your job and jobs like it, and say to yourself, I don't have any excuses. I'm here to work. I'm here because every one of you say, I'm here to work as unto the Lord. That's one of the first things everybody expects to hear me say in At Work with God, work as unto the Lord. Can I say this to you with love in my heart? As we start this weekend, wherever you are, I hope you're starting your weekend when you hear this. It'd be a good thing to hear on a Monday morning, too. When you walk in that door, if you're working as unto the Lord, this verse says, we are without excuse. There just aren't any. We just get it done. Maybe we don't get it all done, but we make progress. We go. We have a reason to declare the hope that's within us. of why I'm going to get it finished. You know, we expect people look at us for an answer for the hope that's within us. They want to hear, why do you have hope for this great eternity you speak of? Why do you believe you're going to be in the lap of Jesus seconds after your soul leaves and you come in to heaven? Why do you think you're going to be with Jesus? Because I have reason for the hope that's within me. I'm without excuse. I didn't need an excuse. I don't have any. Don't need one. I've lived the way the Lord told me to live. I've done my best. I've confessed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't need any excuses. I just have reason to believe. I have reason for the hope that's within me. So, saints of God, let's end this podcast the way I started, sort of, kind of. What excuses do you need to confess? If you don't have any, just get to work. Make some progress. Do a little something, something. Do it. Do some things that'll give the Lord, see, I made that person. They're working as unto me, and look at the work they got done. Give glory to God by your work. God's not glorified in our excuses. Sorry. That's just all there is to it. You've been listening to At Work with God. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we don't have any excuses. We want to produce a good podcast for you every day. God bless you all.